Angela Saney, always a pleasure to speak with you. I've been seeing you doing a lot of Christmas baking.
I have been doing some baking. My favorite so far is ginger snap. I have made a few other things, but, you know, I'm not much of a baker. That's the thing. So this has been a nice challenge for me.
So it's not a traditional thing for you. It's a new venture?
It is a new venture. And I thought, you know, I've got this new single. It's about baking, you know, love and baking at Christmas time. And what better way to celebrate the holidays than something sweet? Sweet combination, literally.
Let's talk about that new single. How hard is it to write a Christmas tune? Is this the first one you've done?
This is the first Christmas song I've actually ever released. And the cool thing about this one was I actually wrote it to a picture. So there's a movie coming out next year. It's a Hallmark film. I got a really cool opportunity to write the theme song for the movie. So I wrote it for a specific purpose. And that was a really cool experience because very often, you know, as songwriters, you know, sometimes ideas come out of the ether, you know, out of inspiration. But this one was very sort of deliberate and based on a storyline, which is, you know, about baking at Christmas time.
So you had to follow kind of a script for this or not?
I didn't have to follow the script, but I did get a chance to see the rough cut. So I did watch the movie. You know, the rough cut hadn't even been color corrected yet. It's a very heartwarming story, like all Hallmark movies are.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, that theme of baking. So there is a very strong baking theme in this movie. And just the idea, you know, sweet combination kind of came to me, you know, love meets baking at Christmas time. And combination also is kind of a pun because, you know, when you're baking, and as I'm learning because I'm not much of a baker, you know, it's the combination of all these different ingredients that makes something yummy. So that's really was the idea behind the song.
And you could parallel that with a career, that it takes all kinds of different bits of doing this and doing that to kind of build a career. And not only are you writing songs and releasing them and touring them and playing shows, but now writing for movies. That's a neat new step for you in your career.
It is, yeah. My first time writing, like, for a picture, and it's been really fun. I think it's in some ways it's actually easier because, you know, as you know, with songs, they can kind of go anywhere, right? It's really up to the song crafter to kind of decide what direction it's going to go. But I was almost working in the other direction where it's, okay, the theme is already there. How do I tell this story the best that I can? So it was a really cool challenge. And I in some ways, kind of easier because there was a specific path to take.
Yeah. Now, are you a fan of Hallmark movies? I mean, you could be honest with me if you like.
You know, I think they're very heartwarming.
Yeah.
They're very, you know, warm and fuzzy feeling. I love them. You know, I didn't watch a lot growing up as a kid. They have quite a following. There's a whole channel all year round, apparently, that just shows Christmas movies.
Yeah, it's nonstop in some people's lives, for sure.
Yeah, amazing.
So what's the end of the year wrapping out like? How's it going to shape up? Are you just kind of ramping down to Christmas, into the new year? How's it happening for you?
This year, I actually don't have any more Christmas shows, so this is the end. I'm actually, last year, I was playing a lot of Christmas shows, you know, doing all the carols and stuff. And I'm taking a break from that this year, which is great because I'm baking a lot. So I'm promoting the new song. I have a lot going on in the early next year. I'll be going down to Nashville, actually doing some writing. Planning a tour for the spring and doing some more recording. So I'm off of like all the live shows. I had a really busy year this year and I'm just so excited to see what's next in 2024.
Well, I think nothing but good will come to you in 2024. You've been great so far and the success is on a good trajectory. So thank you so much for everything you've done this year. Lovely that you are part of some of our shows and on Friday Live here, Angela Saney. Good luck with the rest of the year and great luck next year and a very Merry Christmas to you and yours.
To you as well. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it, Ralph.